This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to the Medical Hour. San Diego Off-Road Radio, Dirt Radio.
San Diego Off-Road Coalition.
Dirt Rate. Now we're going to change it to the Medical Hour with Audrey Mason, the best and worst patient on the planet. If I was her doctor, she'd be definitely limping.
I'm glad I'm not her insurance.
I'm glad I'm not her doctor because she would have more pain in other areas. And Ed Stoven.
I love you guys too. Thank you.
Yeah, but you don't listen. Well, your husband must have a just patience.
Poor KJ.
Poor KJ. Yeah. Let's all
Audrey's
say.
In pain, poor KJ.
Poor KJ. By the way, does he listen to this show?
Every weekend.
Hi,
poor
KJ.
Great KJ. Man, I tell you what, he ought to get a Tatum for Christmas. That's all I got
to
say.
Oh, I would love to get him a Tatum.
Yeah, but you're not getting one because you're a...
Broke and not.
You're a bad patient. All right. Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. I always want to say Jeep Eagle because they used to sell Eagles.
I remember that.
And Plymouths. Remember when they sold Plymouths?
Yeah.
But these guys are really off-road. Their mentality for off-road is amazing. Their parts department's open on Saturdays. You know, actually Saturdays and Sundays. Service is open on Saturdays. Plus, they don't mark up any of their vehicles. So if you're looking for a screaming deal on a Jeep, a Dodge, a Chrysler product, or a Ram, you really need to check these guys out. And make sure when you get to the dealership, you go in, talk to the general manager, and really, really thank them for supporting San Diego Off-Road Dirt Radio, Coalition Dirt Radio. Go to IVCDJR.com. Or just Google Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Alpha Site Logistics, I think they've been with us since, what, day one?
Day one.
And if you're looking for an event site for dumpsters, porta potties, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, you know, the BLM and all group out there, when you say you're going to have Alpha Site out there, no problem, no hassle, you're signed up and you're ready to go. You can see them on Facebook at Facebook.com, Alpha Site Logistics, or call them at 760-352-8383. And that's another one. Anybody that sponsors this show, you really should go out of your way and thank them because, trust me, we try to give you guys and girls the best off-road information here. I mean, there's nobody else in town doing it, so you might as well.
Not on the radio.
No, not on the radio. Yeah, there's podcasts and everything, and we support them as well. Oh, and that's the other thing. Every show we do is podcasted. So if you can't hear us on radio, you can always go to the podcast or go to SDORC.org. All the shows are on there as well. All right, so what's kicking?
So Vinny from Corva emailed me or texted me, and he said, what do you guys use for porta-potties out in Imperial County?
Trash can.
Alpha Site Logistics.
I told them Alpha Site Logistics. So they're going to use them for the Truck Haven Challenge.
And did you tell them to make sure that it was recommended by us? No, you weren't.
Of course I
did not.
Guess who else is going to be using them? Guess who just called me for that?
Who?
San Diego Four-Wheelers.
Really?
For their Superstition Mountain Run in January.
And did you say make sure you tell them that we sponsor?
SDORC and Audrey sent the way. Oh, yes. Tell them you heard it on radio and SDORC.
We're not putting this guy in charge of PR. There's no way.
No, just keep me in charge of these management plans.
You just like
we're going to be talking
president.
About Red Rocks Canyon General Plan. We're going to be talking about 3030. We're going to talk about our desert cleanup we had yesterday. And we might fit in some other stuff. So, Audrey, how'd it go yesterday?
Yesterday was a fabulous day. We had a great turnout. I really want to say thank you to Clean Desert and Desert Cleanse Project.
Yesterday?
We had our Ocotillo Wells Truck Haven obstacle course cleanup. So we went out the weekend after Thanksgiving weekend and had about 83 people sign the waiver. So that's pretty awesome. 83 people out there is a lot. Normally,
that's
when we
do, that's a lot of people standing
cleanups,
right there.
Yeah.
Walking around picking up stuff. Mm-hmm.
Walking
trash.
Around picking up trash. We got a decent amount of trash. We overfilled the dump trailer that we had. We had another trailer with us too. Another family that had brought them out. And I'm blanking on their names right now. I'm so sorry. But they did three different loads. They had they found a couch, entertainment center, side table.
Oh,
they brought in.
Should have had a garage.
There was, they're all rented out.
There was somebody who left about 20 pallets, and so they picked all the pallets up and made sure that they brought them into the dumpster.
That's
so that
the
they
worst.
Didn't. I was
because
so
of the
mad.
Nails.
Yeah, because the nails. So then they grabbed a magnet because Clean Desert brought 130 magnets. They grabbed a magnet and they went back to that same location because they had burned some of the pallets and got a bunch of
nails.
Well,
didn't you get a bunch
there.
Of nails yesterday?
I got about half of a 5-gallon bucket of nails.
Yeah.
With Rick Moore and I drove around and stopped and.
They filled a 5-gallon bucket of nails from the same location that they picked up those 20 pallets from. Ed did a test many years ago. I don't know, 10 years ago or something. You removed all the screws and 95, I think, depending on what the...
Depends
you know,
on the pallet.
Depending on the pallet, but mm-hmm. but there's anywhere between 90 and 100 nails or screws or staples. And those even the staples are gnarly.
You can get a flat from any of those.
Yeah.
And boy, do I hate flat tires. I have changed flats out in the desert.
Yeah, but Wayne Miller will help you.
Yeah. Hey, Wayne, can you work on a CRF 450?
I bet he can. If you ask him, knowing him, he probably would.
A Husky 450.
But you know what? That would be a great segment for KUSI.
What?
Just bring down a stack of pallets and a bucket of nails or screws.
Oh.
And we'll just do a segment, you know, no event.
Yeah.
None
no,
of that.
No.
Just have a
raise
like
awareness.
Well, your Jeep is the
we
best advertisement.
Some pallets in the parking lot there.
And then
yeah.
put the Jeep on the patio and then take that bucket of nails and put a piece of tarp down.
Oh, yeah. And dump
and
it out.
Dump it out on the ground.
Yeah.
And say, folks, this was one weekend, this was one day. Of stupidity in the desert.
Yep.
So if you're going to take a pallet out there, that's fine. Go get a roller magnet.
Yep.
So when in the next morning, when you're getting ready to leave and come home.
It's even worse than that because the state parks and the Bureau of Land Management have made it illegal to burn any wood with metal in it.
Really?
Yeah.
In
so if you take
both of those areas.
So you could, okay.
So that's all the public land in Imperial County that we can off-road and camp
what's
on.
What's the fine?
I think it's $750.
Okay, find out what the fine is, and I think we should do a
I think
big
it's either
board.
$500 or it's $750.
Yeah, and just say, all right, you get caught, guess what?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, those are the kinds of shows we should do on KUSI. We should be informational.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great to do cleanups. There's nothing wrong with that. It's great to do the shows. It's great to do that. But TV would not – they would be blown away that we would come in – and the Bureau of Land Management would be loving the heck out of you if they knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
And you send that to Sacramento. You send that to all your, you know, the people that are involved. Send that to all your other groups. In fact, I'd invite all the other groups.
Yeah.
So I had this idea a few years ago to build a device to pull around the desert that would pick up nails.
Right.
It would have wheels with magnet on the outside, and it would scrape off the nails and into a bin.
Right.
You'd slowly pull it with an ATV. And I brought it to Friends of Ocotillo Wells. So I work at UCSD. I contacted the guy in the mechanical engineering department. Students have projects.
Yeah, what they
and
think.
I said, could you guys do this? He goes, we would love to do it. You just have to pay for materials.
Fine.
Like $300 or something.
I'll pay for it.
So I brought it to Friends of Ocotillo Wells, a board meeting. And the park staff said, we can't do that. We could damage archaeological stuff in the park.
Really?
The superintendent shot me down.
Really?
I was so bummed.
Okay. Well, how long ago was this?
3 years ago.
Guess what? That's your project for 23. Is it the same person there?
the same staff.
Okay,
at
I
the
think
park.
Okay. Remember, we're always trying to sell the sizzle, not the steak. So what you need to do is you need to go to your engineering department. And by the way, I will give them free TV and free radio. Well, no, because, I mean.
I love that.
Let's make it worthwhile.
When but they do projects in the spring quarter.
I don't
which
care
is,
if they do it tomorrow morning
so
at
no, the timing is really good.
I know.
Right? Because I can contact them now, and we can prepare for the spring quarter
so
to get a student group on board.
Here's the challenge. Here's the challenge. We need you to do this, and it needs to be able to not do this. In other words,
So pick up nails without damaging
without
the surface.
Without damaging the train. Then you go to Miss Happy at the BLM, and you say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to build it. Tell me if there's anything in here that you need changed. We will see. And if they can build it, then not only will we put it on radio and TV, but we'll utilize it and report back to you how well it does.
And, you know, a device like this would be popular with lots of agencies. Like city parks, parks, state parks, beaches. Like, there's all kind of places where this would
the beach
have a benefit.
Can you imagine dragging up and down from San Ysidro to Del Mar?
Yeah.
And driving an ATC 200X pulling it?
Yeah. I went and did bonfires down all the time.
Yeah.
We went to Mission Beach and did bonfires, and I didn't know any better. We stacked pallets.
But if you, well, of course,
I burned
nobody
pallets in my day.
Because we never think anything of it. Plus, if you do it at the beach, it's in a fire ring.
It's in the fire ring,
so the nails aren't going anywhere.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean anything. What if somebody steps in the fire ring and gets a nail through their foot?
What if the pallets aren't all in the fire ring?
Well, that's true, too, but you can't burn them outside because then you can get in real trouble. Mm. But I think that's a good challenge for your department. And call me up. We'll have a meeting, and then we'll have a meeting with the BLM. And how many people are going to win an argument with me?
So the BLM is different than state parks. And Ocotillo Wells has a particular problem with archaeological stuff, right? The last lawsuit.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I think we need to take a break.
Yeah. And by the way, you didn't answer my question. How many people do you know would win an argument against me?
Very few.
That's a tough.
Yeah,
I don't know. It'd take a really good trial lawyer.
That's right. I'm ready for Freddie. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
When you say that's it, boy, I'm finally beat. You're going.
Welcome to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, this segment is brought to you by Fire, Ice, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The Ashley family in lovely Lakeside have been doing this since 1982. And folks, if you've noticed, all of our sponsors are long-term families. That means you have an opportunity as well. Go to storc.org if you want to help out and get your name.
Wait, Justin from Fire and Ice was at the cleanup yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think did he donate the hot dogs?
He donated the hot dogs to us.
Cool.
That's for next weekend as well.
Did he cook them?
He cooked them. Yeah, he
were
brought
they
a
good?
Grill. Oh, yeah. He brought out this really nice big old griddle, and he seasoned the griddle with a pre-seasoning, put all the hot dogs on there, threw a little seasoning on top of them, and oh, my gosh, it was some of the best Hebrew National hot dogs that I have had.
Oh, that's even better.
Oh, it was so good. He didn't cheap out.
So enough of your having them come to your house and cater. They're an HVAC system company. They do your air conditioning and heating. And, you know, this is a good time to have them come out and do a maintenance on your air conditioner since you're not using it.
And that's a good point.
Exactly. And I'm
sure they need to get parts, and it's going to be down for a while.
And it
nobody
will,
cares.
And if it does need parts, trust me, it's going to take a time because of the problem we're having with parts and pieces. But go with a family-owned and operated company that's been around for a long, long time. Don't go with somebody that's going to give you a $995, you know, AC tune-up and repair. It's not a win-win. Go with Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning. That's 1-800-400-FIRE-3473, or just go to fireandicehvac.com. And Wayne Miller Tire. What more can we say about Wayne Miller Tire? Any tire you need, from a golf cart tire to a tractor trailer tire, Wayne Miller's got it in stock for you. If not, he can get it. No problem at all. He also does wheel alignment, brakes, shocks, suspension, tranny, radiator, service, oil change, and a whole lot more. He's now a full-service facility. That's Wayne Miller Tire, 619-596-2800. So we're talking about up-and-coming events and different projects that we're going to be doing. What's coming up next?
So I want to talk about Red Rock Canyon General Plan. So they haven't had a general plan in eons, and they're forming a new one. They've started and stopped several times, and I think they're really going to push through and finish it this time.
Hey, where's Red Rock?
Red Rock, it's along Highway 14 between Jawbone Canyon and Dove Springs. So if you take Highway 5 past L.A., right
take,
past
take
there,
the
you
14
turn
right like you're going to go to, not Holeville. what's that place?
Palmdale and Lancaster.
There you go. How far out? Is it
so if you're going to Willow
after?
Springs, you'd go that way.
So, but is it?
So
is it
it's
before?
Another hour
past Willow.
It's or probably a power. Willow? It's probably an hour past Lancaster.
Okay.
It's probably an hour to an hour and a half past from L.A.
Okay.
So it's
is
up
it a
that
good place
way.
To go?
It's a really neat place. Like it is spectacular looking at the ground, at the cliffs, and the colors in the ground. It's a spectacular place to look around.
If nothing else, go off-roading.
And to go off-roading, right? Because this is a big place. 25,000 acres, it's like one-third of Ocotillo Wells. So it's a big place.
I have never. I've only driven by it.
Have they closed it yet? Are they working on it?
They're working on that.
Okay.
See,
it's pristine and it's beautiful and it's fun, we got to close it.
So there's a whole bunch of routes out there. And they're not interested in keeping some of those routes open. So they're going through what's called CEQA, California Environmental Quality Act. Mm-hmm. It's state legislation that tells how to do the environmental work when you do this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So they're going through the CEQA process. And CEQA says you have to do an objective analysis of the resources to understand what's going on and to make the best decision. It doesn't say you have to do the most protective thing. It says you have to analyze everything objectively. So this is directly out of the document. And the document I'm talking about is the draft plan. Mm-hmm. So they have a draft out for public comment now through December 16th. I'm going to read you a sentence. Enjoying vistas, discovering special places, and exploring unique environments can be enhanced through non-vehicular modes of travel, such as walking, hiking, and horseback riding. Does that sound objective?
Yeah.
Enjoying these vistas can be enhanced through non-vehicular modes.
How could it be enhanced?
They're saying non-vehicular use is an enhanced way of looking at of this place. Now, by the way, it's big. Are you going to hike 10 miles through the desert to go look at it?
Do you know how much a horse costs?
So I talked to Amy Granite this morning about this. And she says, oh, by the way, it's prohibitive to take horses in there because there's no water. You can't. She said you can't carry enough water to keep a horse hydrated
right.
in there. A horse can't carry enough water for a horse, and there's no water in there. All through the plan, they talk about horseback riding. They talk about walking, hiking, horseback riding. And by the way, what the heck is the difference between walking and hiking?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And so can you go and how much water can you carry, let alone a horse? And let me give you a backup reason why.
What can
this
I do versus what do I want to do?
Yeah,
because
well,
I can force myself to go a long ways,
but that's not
I would
healthy.
Much rather ride a motorcycle.
Me too.
Or take a Jeep.
Or I personally wanted, but a powered vehicle.
A motorized vehicle.
Okay, so here's the caveat to this. Okay, we're going to do this. Oh, wait a minute. Can't take horses. Who's going to pick up the poop? Well, because,
Wait a minute. Is it possible that horse poop could introduce invasive species into an area?
Yeah, I think.
So I'm going to put that.
Yeah, put that.
I'm making a note of
that.
Yeah,
make a note.
So I want to talk about a different part of the plan. So they did a survey of respondents. In the park. They went in the park and they talked to a whole bunch of people and they asked them, how do you enjoy the park? So hike, walk, 66%, car, truck, 16%, motorcycle, 6%, Jeep, 5%, side by side, 2.5%. So this makes it look like everybody goes there to walk. Now, what they don't tell you is they went to a hiking trailhead to do this.
Well, of course. You're not going to go to a Jeep trailhead.
And by the way, they didn't go to the off-road staging area.
A little bias,
they went to the
maybe?
Hiking. So, by the way, last week there was a comment project meeting put on by Corva. So Corva has put on many, many comments training sessions for off-roaders who want to comment on plans. They started with National Forests going through travel management. So we had one for Red Rock. There was 35 people on the call. And I learned a whole bunch of stuff. So I learned this, that Hagen Canyon is a hiking trailhead. And there was another hiking, like a campground, that they also went in and they talked to people. So there's these extremely biased.
That's probably where you got the two people who said, "Oh yeah, no, we Jeep and we
and a
go
couple
motorized."
Of people we hike in.
Okay,
so they drove a Jeep in there, and then they got out.
Okay,
on a hike.
So let me give you a flip to that. I take that survey positively. How many cars and trucks? What percentage?
16.
What kind of impact would 16% of the travelers have on the trails?
That's a good twist, because you say, well, there's not that many of us, so just let us in.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
leave it all
What's
open, because obviously we're not
and
that
then,
big of an
issue.
What
about side-by-sides? Yeah. What about motorcycles?
2% side-by-sides.
Okay, so you're going to shut down all vehicular.
Well, it only affects 2% of the people, so why does it matter if we screw them?
Well, the problem
that would
is.
Be there. That's a perspective I could imagine hearing. I remember years ago, former president of SDRC, an area was being closed because it wasn't used enough. And then another area was being closed because it was overused. And so she was standing there going, Jesus. Well, how much do we have to use an area to keep it open? If it's not enough, it's closed. If it's
right.
too much, it's closed. It was. Really,
and you're not promoting
that's
any of
so
them.
So frustrating.
They're not
that's
promoting any of these areas.
No.
And so Randy Bannis was on, and he's big with off-roading. He is the chair of the DAC, Desert Advisory Council. He said that their route network was taken from the USGS survey, United States Geological Survey. And then, so he did some research, and he found out that the last time they did a survey was 1967. So
wow.
what happens is, so they leave out a whole
55 years of trails that's getting left off of.
So they left
a
whole bunch of trails out of their inventory. So when they do their CEQA objective analysis, they're looking at the routes that are in the inventory. Well, they left a whole bunch of routes out, so by default they get closed.
Sure. Let's take a break. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Yeah, cool. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, PRMI Mortgage. Man, if you're buying a house or selling a house, you need to talk to the expert. That's Chris Wiley. Especially right now when it is insane out there. 619-722-1303. Give Chris a call. Make an appointment. And he'll set you down and he'll tell you pretty much how the cow eats the cabbage. He will show you all the ins and outs. What you should do, what you can't do. I mean, I was going to do a reverse mortgage. He sat down and looked at all my stuff and said, "No, don't bother. You're not going to make any money. If anything, you're going to lose." I go, "Lose with a reverse mortgage?" He goes, "Yeah, because of the way your finances are set up. No, just don't do it." Okay, how much do I owe you? "You don't owe me anything. You know, I'm not doing anything. Just talking to you." So that's the kind of a mortgage guy you want, or girl. He does have girls there. Very nice, by the way. But PRMI Mortgage, definitely check these guys out. They're up in Alpine. Makes no difference. Chris and his team will come to you. 619-722-1303. SNS Off-Road Magazine, SSORMAG.com. I'm telling you, this That's the way to fly. If you're a brand new off-roader and you want to know what's going on out in the desert, or maybe you're trying to sell some off-road stuff, or you want to buy some off-road stuff, or maybe you want to just get some opinions on product and equipment, SS Off-Road Magazine is where you need to be. They've been doing this since 1982. Went from a few pages to 100 pages, and it's amazing what you're going to find at S&S Off-Road Magazine. Ed writes a column there if you want to stay up on the political side of it. But Sherry and Steve really, really do an awesome job. Nothing else. Just go to SSORmag.com, see if there's something you like, and then support them. You can get a sponsorship with stupid dirt cheap. Yeah, now they're doing stuck photos.
This
yeah.
month's episode for the is readers, and this yeah. is one
that's
of my
not
best
me.
Friends.
Really?
Yeah, that's
oh,
actually
that car is
our
way
winch,
in the.
It's our winch line attached that he's trying to dig under to get to. I mean, it took him 30 minutes to dig out to
that's
get to the
like,
axle to get the winch line
pull his bumper
in
off?
To get his.
That'd be a major job just to get attached to the car because it's so deep in.
That's
the
because
so
deep that's in the an sand. Audrey drive right there.
No, that's a Bryce drive.
No, that's an Audrey.
That was Bryce.
I'm not
that
stopping.
Was Bryce.
I know Bryce.
No. I'm not stopping. I know I
Audrey
can make it.
No,
Audrey goes too fast to get stuck.
This is Cam and I talking trash to Bryce to instigate him to get the minivan out into the big dunes because I was like, "How much money you bet?" I was like, I got $100 down that you can't get that over to China Wall because we were all headed to the wall. And
Bryce, he tried to get a minivan to China
and he
Wall.
He tried to get the minivan
and
to China
many
Wall.
How beers was in this conversation?
This was no beers. This was at 9 o'clock in the morning in our first ride of the day.
Did he let air out of the tires, hopefully?
Oh, God, yeah. We had aired down the whole nine yards.
Six like PSI. That's going to make a difference.
We got halfway to China. We got halfway to China Wall.
You definitely got halfway to China. There's no doubt about it.
Check out snsoffroadmagazine.com.
Oh, yeah, that's where we were. I was ready to go with something else. And they always put our stuff in there, our cleanups, our poker run, things that we do besides our column. They're really wonderful.
Yeah.
Extremely supportive. And it's, was it, $10 or something for a subscription?
What? It's free.
Well,
online, you
if
just
you
email
wanted,
them.
If you want to get on their emailing list,
it's free.
You can sign up for free for the emailing list. You can pay for the pre-subscriptions. It's $12 a year, so it's $1 a month, basically.
Oh, it is? Yeah, I highly recommend.
I don't pay, but maybe she just gives it to me. Because I give, no, because I
oh,
give
you work
her,
for them.
Yeah.
I give them columns
and they
to
give
print.
You nothing.
He gives.
You get paid?
They give me fame and fortune.
There you go.
Minus the fortune.
Yeah, minus the fortune. But anyway, it's highly recommended. They work their tails off, and their concerns are just as heavy and just as strong as ours.
Yep.
We want to keep the deserts and the mountains open, and we can't do it unless we all get together and do it together. So
yeah, speaking of doing it together, this coming Saturday, December 10th, we're going to be out at Corral Canyon Saturday morning from 8 to 12. It's a trail maintenance day for us. We're going to be trimming back the bushes. We are teaming up and partnering with San Diego Four Wheelers, Tierra del Sol 4x4 Club, Cal Four Wheel, and Corva for this.
Corva's out there?
We'll see.
At least one Corva director will be there.
Yeah. So it's about partnering all the clubs coming together and making it happen. We've got we need manpower and muscles on Saturday morning. We have 360 rice bales that we need to move from the entry of Corral Canyon at Camp Marino up to the lower campground at the kids' training track. So we need as many volunteers out there on Saturday as we can possibly get. I really hope you can come out and join us. Corral Canyon's out off the 8 at the Buckman Springs exit towards Lake Marino. You just look up Corral Canyon, and we're going to meet at the top at Four Corners and go from there.
Can you bring equipment? Like say somebody's listening and they have a bobcat with forks.
Yes, a bobcat will work great if they could bring
them. So you might want to reach out between now and next Saturday and see if you can get one of the rental companies to either donate a bobcat with forks and a trailer.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That would be great.
And then
the things you think about for me.
I think all the time. That's my I had a guy give me a compliment. He says, "You have the best ideas for everybody but yourself." And I guess it's just because I think about all that stuff. So let's say Alpine Rental.
Yeah.
Say, you know what? Give me a bobcat and a trailer, and then we'll talk about it on radio.
Yeah.
And we'll give you some free air.
Yeah.
What's it going to cost them? Something to think about between now and Friday.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can make that happen.
I'm sure somebody in the group's got a truck that could tow a bobcat.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to see if we can make that happen.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
I mean, it would make the job so much easier.
So much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So there. Okay.
So hopefully Saturday morning you can join us out at Corral Canyon. We're teaming up with everybody. And with that, I want to get back to what Ed had over here because I'm...
The 30-30?
It's just so frustrating.
Oh, we were talking about Red Rock Canyon.
Oh, and that's the other one.
This stuff. The USGS survey that turns out it took place in 1967, and they're using that survey for the routes. That's frustrating. And as we went into break, Dave said, why don't you get the manufacturers involved? Why don't they help us? And that's a great question because the manufacturers have a lot at stake in,
all the
in keeping these areas open. And it's for a long time I've known that the Japanese manufacturers refuse to participate in American government activities, especially lawsuits, right? And you think about it, they're Japanese. It's a different country. Yeah. It's a different thing. So asking Yamaha or Honda to join SGRC in suing the government, that's a real problem.
We got
to
find
and
a Chinese
that.
Off-road company.
They would have no problem at all.
No problem trying to turn our country upside down.
Would that be mainland China or Taiwan?
Nah, we'll leave
Taiwan has some great stuff. I haven't seen anything good come out of China yet.
Well, you never have. Not even toothpaste.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Not even
but Taiwan makes a lot of neat stuff. Yeah. They actually make engines for BMW.
Yeah. But no, But
Polaris and Can-Am, I mean, they're fair game. And Fox.
Well,
Fox,
and
a whole bunch of people from Fox Racing were at the cleanup yesterday.
Right. And here's vehicles. The thing I notice about your groups. You ask once, they say no, and then you just walk away.
Oh, no, I hound them.
Well, I'm not a good salesman.
I repeatedly hound.
No, it's not being a good salesman.
I try and make the point. Of without sales, you'll have no, or without trails, you have no sales.
That's right.
So if you don't have a place to go play, then you're out of business, buddy.
Yeah. So when you don't have any more side by sides to sell in California, and you don't have any more motorcycles, I don't want to hear you coming to me saying, "What can you do to help us get back in?"
Yeah.
The dam is broke.
Yeah.
I asked for you to help me.
These management plans are done when they're signed.
It's done.
It's so hard to turn around. It's so freaking hard to.
You would have to get a whole new.
We have to wait 30 years for them to start the next plan.
Or better yet, get another political group in there that believes in off-road and enjoying it like they did back in the 40s and the 50s.
Yeah.
You know? And I'll bet you trailer companies and truck companies were very supportive. So people would go out and camp and see.
Yep.
People would go out to the desert and buy a trailer. Hey, take this little trailer out there. You're going to have a really good time.
Yep.
Yeah, but nowadays, I get it. But we've got to keep the fight up.
Yep.
And this one is really a problem.
This is a big one. A lot of movies get shot there. This Red Rock Canyon State Park, it's not only a destination in itself, but it's a place that people cross. So if you're at Jawbone and you want to travel up to Dove Springs, you go through Red Rock. And they want to eliminate off-road vehicle use, so green sticker stuff, through there. And that's a big, big problem.
Yeah.
Dirt bikes and dune buggies and side-by-sides, they want to travel.
I'm riding
travel.
A trail. I'm not going to...
And now, oh, we can't go through
go
here.
Around. Like, yeah. Like,
okay, so what is their reason for this? This ought to be the best story.
I don't even have. They just say they don't feel it's appropriate.
Whoops.
Okay, and that's subjective.
That's like some girl is telling them you're not appropriate. You can't date my daughter because you're not appropriate. Well, what does that mean?
Well, you have tattoos. You're not allowed.
You don't have tattoos.
But,
I mean, I can go on and on and on if you let me go. But the problem is we've got to have somebody politely go up against these people and say, whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, right now is the comment period. So you write comments and you say what you believe. And this class I had last week, they teach you how to write good comments.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Right. How do you make a comment that's substantive?
Right.
That's substantial.
That's the word that they use, substantive. that will make the park do something. If you write a comment and you say, I think there should be more off-road vehicle use in the park,
that won't make a change. Broad, general, you need to be specific.
But if you say, this particular trail I enjoy with my off-road vehicle, I like to go to the place with the viewpoint. I like to go to the place where I camp. If you're very specific.
And actually name those places.
You name the trail and you name the place. You're a lot more likely to get what you want. And here's something about writing comments. So if they go through a process, and it takes years to go through this management plan process. So if you get to the end of the process and you don't like what they've done, what can you do? Well, you can sue the bastards, right? That's the fundamental American thing.
That's a word you can't use, but just thought I'd throw that out there.
Oh. Okay. You can sue the son of a guns.
The FCC is now coming down with the helicopter. I can hear it. He did it. Ed Stoven. Not Audrey.
So
not me.
So you want to take these people to court. You are only allowed to take them to court if you have standing.
Right.
And getting standing means you participated in the process.
Right.
And in this process, you have to write comments and get them submitted at the correct time to gain standing.
Cross the T's, dot
the
I's.
So I'm going to be getting standing. Good. It's possible our group will sue. I don't know.
We'll have to wait and see. But you got to fight it.
May get together. We may take the darn son of a guns to court.
I think you should. Hey, let's take a quick break. This is the last segment on SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hi, folks. Hey, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by the Wise Ox Butcher Shop. Makes my mouth water just talking about it. Two locations, one up on El Cajon Boulevard, and the other one, I think, is in, if I'm not mistaken.
La Costa. Yeah.
They support the Trust Restaurant Group. We got to get a list of the restaurants. I don't even know which ones they are.
Oh, I have them. So there's in North Park, there's Rare Society, there's Red Oak, and then there's Trust. Then in La Costa, they have the, it's an Italian one. I'm blanking on the name of the Italian one.
I've not been to any of them. We need to do a road trip.
Oh, I want to go to Rare Society really bad.
Let's have a meeting with Amy.
A meeting.
Yeah.
We'll have a meeting with Amy.
We'll have to fly her down from Sacramento.
That's okay.
We'll just put her on Zoom.
Yeah. Squeeze a nickel, make the Indian ride a buffalo. But be that as it may, we've been talking quite extensively about what our dear government is trying to do to.
So we were talking about the cleanup, and Adam Philbert, is that how you
clean
say
desert?
It?
Yeah, Philbin.
Philbin.
Oh, is that what's coming up
from
next
clean
week?
Clean desert.
Yes.
No, he helped us put on yesterday's event.
Yes, and he is coming and joining us next weekend.
Oh, he is.
Yes.
So in fact, he's coming here next Sunday, isn't
yes,
he?
Yes, in studio, correct.
In studio.
Yes.
So I talked to him at the event, and he said he's had a lot of trouble with the Barstow Bureau of Land Management office, that they don't answer his call, they don't answer his email, that he has a lot of trouble. And he needs them to allow him to do events, right? Because doing a cleanup, you don't just go out there and get a bunch of people together and start cleaning up. You need to tell the agency what you're doing, so you need to get a permit or some kind of release from the agency.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a big permit like we get for the Lost Lizard, but the agency needs to know what we're doing. And he has trouble with that. So I told him, I didn't realize you had a problem with the BLM, but there's a way to find a solution. There's the Desert Advisory Council, of which he had no idea existed.
Yep.
So I told him there's the Desert Advisory Council. They have regular meetings. They meet in a room, and all the decision makers from the Bureau of Land Management are there. You bring up your problem, and the Desert Advisory Counselor looks at the right person and says, how do we fix this problem? So I talked to Randy Bannis this morning, who's the chair of the DAC, and I gave him
Adam.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Adam's phone number, and I said, will you please call Adam? And he said, okay, I'm going to call him. So a week from yesterday, this coming Saturday, is a DAC meeting.
Oh, cool.
So what great timing.
Yeah.
So I think that we're going to have some resolution, and a week from today, we're going to find out, we're going to talk about on the radio, so what exactly happened with Barstow BLM, and why are they not being responsive to somebody who just wants to help the agency and help the land?
Yeah.
I'm super excited about this. And for those of you who maybe don't quite understand that, we have representation. One of the great beauties of American government is that we elect people to help us, and those people are there to help us. There's four levels of government: city, county, state, and federal. You live in a city, you have four different people representing you. If you have a problem with that level of government, you go to your elected representative and they can straighten it out for you. The Desert Advisory Council is kind of like that. You have a problem with the Bureau of Land Management, a Desert Advisory Council member will straighten out your problem for you. The National Forests have that. California State Parks has it. They have an off-highway vehicle commission, and then they have a general parks commission. So if you have a problem with Ocotillo Wells, they just won't help you, or some other park, you go to the commissioner and you say, hey, I'm having a problem with the park, please help me. So the off-road vehicle commissioner, Tom Lemon, I just talked to last week on Thanksgiving. I went over. He has a place in Ocotillo Wells, right on the corner of Split Mountain and 78. You know, as you're turning, he's that inside corner. That's his place. And you see those various vehicles in various states of repair. Those are his projects that he's looking forward to fixing up. So he's an off-road vehicle commissioner. And Patricia Urena, who lives in El Centro, she's not only a commissioner, but she was voted the chair of the commission. So she's the chair. So if somebody, we have a problem with a off-highway vehicle park, she and her people are the ones that can help us.
Well, hopefully it gets brought up to the correct people and that we're able to get that figured out, because I know that Clean Desert is not the only one that has had an issue with Barstow BLM office.
Desert Cleanse? Yeah. You've talked to Colin? Did we talk about this on the air? I called him, and he ran for 15 minutes complaining about the BLM. He just went on and on. I was like, I was ready to just set the phone down and go make a sandwich, because he was not stopping. He just, but he has no
idea. It's a clear issue. It's a clear problem, and he has no idea. Can have it resolved.
He also has no idea about the DAC. So it's, and I don't know why people don't know. I guess they don't read my column, right? Because I've talked about the DAC and dozens of them. But there are ways to solve your problems with a government agency. And if you have a problem and you don't know what to do, contact me personally at info@sdorc.org, or call me, or find out, come to a meeting, whatever. Let me know. There are ways to find solutions. And I'm really excited about Randy helping Adam with Clean Desert. Now, Adam gets permits. He gets lots of people at these events.
Yeah.
Ocotillo Wells cleanup last February 18th, he had about 300 people there.
Yeah, actually over 300, almost 400 people.
Oh, 400?
Yeah, almost 400 people were
out there cleaning up the desert, and he got a lot of raffle prizes donated. I don't remember the dollar amount, but I think in the tens of thousands.
It was $25,000. He does really good with
$25,000 worth of stuff given away for people who are just out there helping clean the desert, keep it open, keep it a nice place to go. Because who wants to go to the desert and you pull into your normal camp spot and there's a bunch of trash in there? That's just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
You know, when I go to my spot, I don't want to see somebody else's junk there.
Yeah. I was really surprised, and I was really happy that we cleaned up the entire living room set that was left yesterday. I mean, to know that was just
crazy talk.
Yeah, and that was just right over up against the mud hills next to TDS's trail. next to the TDS trail. In your favorite mud hills where you normally camp, that was over there.
So that was directly west of where we were?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Along there?
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go ride out there. I haven't been there for a while.
Yeah, somebody took an entire couch. There's two couches, a side table, an entertainment center, a coffee table. All.
It's kind of funny. But
well,
it's
sometimes they set that stuff up there, and they bring a TV or something. Like they're living out in the desert, their family room.
Yeah.
And it's not a shooting area.
No.
Which, like, you find that stuff
it
in the shooting.
It wasn't shot up. It was all pristine. Well, not pristine, but desert.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you had an opportunity to go to the desert, and there's a recliner and a big couch.
I'd sit in it.
You'd love it. And be able to sit there at night, watch the stars, have a bonfire. I get it. I get it. But you need to deflate it, put it in the back of your truck, and take it back. Oh.
Deflate it for those air chairs.
People get all kind of stuff out there. Why can't they get it back home?
Yes. Pack it in, pack
no,
it out.
No, they just don't.
Why can't they?
I don't know.
It makes me insane.
I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't
From
it be
bottle
great?
Bottle caps all the way up to sofas.
You know, I hate to say it, and I'm the last person on this planet that cares about money. But if you said, okay, whatever you bring back, we'll pay you. That'd be the most pristine desert you ever seen in your life. I mean, really, if you stop and think about it.
You got to look at the other side of that. People start throwing stuff out there so they can get paid to take it out. You got to be careful what you make.
No, Well, you got to be checked in. See, you got to have a one gate entry to all these different off-road parks.
I want to make signs that say, you got it here, please take it home.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you could do the Dave Stahl and pull the guy over and says, I have video that you left a couch out there. I'm now taking your vehicle.
Right. Well.
And I don't care how you get home. Have a nice day. See ya. Hook it. Leave him standing out in the middle of the desert saying, but, nope.
Nope. Well, anyway, Uber. I hope you can join us next weekend on Saturday, December 10th, out there at Corral Canyon.
Four Corners?
Four Corners is where we're meeting at the top.
Or are we going to meet at the...
No, I'm going to go up to the top and meet, stage up there like normal, and then we'll coordinate who's going to go on trails and who's going to do the kids' stuff. Because I need to coordinate having somebody basically loading bales, somebody offloading them and getting them into the correct positions, and then the people going back and forth that are going to be hauling it.
Do you know the first round of hay bales was moved by Scott Hillier, myself, and another dude?
Yeah. By hand?
By hand.
They must not be very heavy.
20-some-odd years ago?
It was a hard day. I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's why I say you need a forklift.
And now I'm an older guy, and I'm going to be cutting trail. I'm bringing my loppers.
No, we'll put you in charge of forklifts. Go get a forklift.
I'll drive a forklift. I drive when I work.
Go to Alpine.
You know what we need is a forklift, like with one spear sticking out of it, that we can just stick right in the hay bale and move it over and set it down.
Yeah.
There's no chance it would fall. Uh-oh. I guess we got to go.
It's time over.
Become a member. Join us.
It's too late.
www.sdrc.org.
He's already cut us off. Oh, no. You're not cut off yet?
Oh, we're still going.
So go ahead.
So join SDRC. We're a nonprofit membership organization.
SDRC.org. All right. Thanks a lot. Great show. We'll be back next week.
Thank you, Dave.
All right.